Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to another beautiful day, the 23rd day of the month of August, year 2021. Well, bless the Lord for a lot of feedback from the message. Well, bless God for how people are now waking up in the area of prayers. Well, thank God for how the Lord has been using this program to reignite the prayer altar. And I really appreciate the Lord for giving us this direction and for giving us this command. You know, it has been wonderful in the presence of the Lord. We thank God for the instruction of God, the directive of God leading us into victory. And we pray that your blessing shall multiply, your blessing shall increase in the name of Jesus. Every battle that is against your glory, that battle shall expire. Like I told you yesterday, I say every battle has a date of beginning and definitely has an expiring day. And like I told you yesterday, that the great mystery of the kingdom is the mystery of salvation. I told you yesterday that redemption that we have today is procured through salvation. If Jesus has not died on the cross of Calvary, it could have been very difficult for us to receive redemption. It could be very difficult for us to receive freedom from the battle of life. The Bible says the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You know, John 10:10, but I have come in order for you to have life, not only life, life in abundance. So it is God's desire that we should have life in abundance. It is God's desire that we should not be in bondage. Bondage is not part of God's program for our lives. Bondage is not part of God's agenda for our life. He said, I wish you above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be good health. That's how God wants. The thought I have towards you, the Bible says, is a thought of peace. It's not thought of evil, but to give you an expected end. So that those are the plan and the program of God for our lives. So all that we are passing through is as a result of a lot of things, as a result of a lot of combination of things in our root that have affected us and have brought us to this level. But I tell you that if you can surrender your life to Jesus, if you can give your life to Jesus totally, if you can surrender your life completely unto Him, total dependence on the Lord, you will find that no matter what you are passing through, there will be testimony. You are going to experience testimony because God will never disappoint His own. He said, those who put their trust in me shall not be put to shame. There is no way God can disappoint you when you trust Him, when you have surrendered your life to Him. I am telling you that one with confidence, and I know that today, may God Almighty answer you speedily. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God will give you testimony that is uncommon and give you breakthrough that has never been had before your family line. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are welcome. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Decree program that come up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. Just between that hour. And this program started last year during the lockdown, and it has been going on every day right from that last year. Now, almost 1 year now that we've started this program. It will be 1 year now in the next few days that we have started this program. We have been on it like that every night. We really appreciate God for giving us grace and enablement to do it, because to be on night vigil, to be on these prayers, to be sending out this every night is really tasky. It's really very, very tasky. It's not easy at all. But the Bible says something that has been encouraging me, that has been strengthening me in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So it is the strength of God that can help us to do this for almost 1 year in the same thing and doing the same every time and sharing different topics, sharing different areas of life. I'm praying. And we thank God for a lot of testimony. I've received a lot of testimony. They are all in my archive. Many, many testimony. Unbelievable testimony. People will record it in the voice audio, send it across to us. It has been wonderful. You can also do the same also. If you have a testimony, you can type it or record it in voice audio to glorify the Lord. Because the Bible said they overcame Him by the blood of their Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By testimony, you operate in victory. So don't forget that. And I know God will give you testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, yesterday I started talking about spiritual x-ray of the battle you are going through. And I told you that there's no battle you are going through that God does not have solution to. But you have to understand the battle you are going through and take it to the Lord and pray and apply what God has given unto us to solving that problem. And you'll get victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I read yesterday Psalm 11 verse 3, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I said it is very important you do what we call spiritual x-ray of your battle. When you are having a battle, you have to do an x-ray to it. An x-ray is a revelation of the hidden area of life. You know, an x-ray will bring out the microscopic form of what is going on inside. An x-ray will bring out the internal system that is not physically seen. So when you do a spiritual x-ray, it will reveal to you the spiritual formation of the battle you are passing through. It will reveal to you the dragon right in the root of your battle. It will reveal to you the secret that nobody has ever told you. It will reveal to you the secret of the battle you have passed through. This is very, very important as we grow. You are not, you know, we are growing every day and we can't continue to remain in the same battle. You have to pray. You have to seek the face of God and get this victory. If you have read your Bible very well, Matthew chapter 13, the Bible said the sower went to go and sow. The same seed treated in the same way, in the hand of the same sower, but the sower went to go and sow. Some fell on the wayside. They were eaten up, you know. They were eaten up by birds. Some fell among the thorns. They were choked. Some fell on the stony ground. They were scorched. And some fell on good soil. And they grow. Meaning that there is something that is controlling the output and the growth of this seed. And that is the soil. So if you want to go now in dealing with the problem of the seed, you don't deal with the seed. The seed, all of them are okay. They are equal. They have received the same treatment. They are under the same treatment. They are under the same, you know, observation. And they are in the hand of the same sower. But the ground that they're falling in, that ground now have shaped their destiny. You are like a seed, and the ground you are falling into is the one that has shaped you. It's the one that has brought the battle into your life. The ground represents your family, the family you have found yourself. Unfortunately, nobody could tell God in heaven that I am not going to this family. I am going to this family. Don't drop me into this family. Drop me into this family. You find yourself in the family. And as soon as you come into that family had capacity to reconstruct your destiny. That family had capacity to remake your life. That family had capacity to cage your destiny. The wickedness in that family can waste the glory that somebody has brought to the earth. And that is why you and I must understand that and deal with that root. The root is the wickedness in that family. There are families that have good roots. There are families that have very terrible roots. There are families that their roots are, when you listen to it, even you yourself, when you listen to where you came from, you'll be afraid. But that is what the Bible is telling us. The Bible is now saying that whether you are now in a wrong family or the family is not good, that you can pray and repair the family. You can commit the family to the hand of God and tell the Lord to handle the family. That no matter what happened to the family, no matter the experience of the family, when you talk to him, when you cry to the Lord, that Father, I have found myself in this family. I have found myself in this truth. But I want you to deliver me. There are some family now. It's very difficult for ladies to get married on time. There are some family now. It's very difficult for them to get children. There are some family now. It's very, very difficult for them to live in good health. There are some family now. All of them in that family, they are witches. All female there. There are some family now. It is the women that has upper hand. Men don't have anything. Men cannot boast of money. There's some family now that even the people in that family, none of them can travel out of the country. They are just there. There's some family now, they're in covenant of poverty. There's some family now, they're in covenant of slavery. So if you find yourself in that family, and you don't need to sit down, you need to pray. You need to tell God to repair that family. You need to send fire into the root of that family. And things will begin to happen. That is what we are talking about. That is what we call spiritual x-ray of your root. You must be able to do the spiritual x-ray of the place you came from. Find out, analyze the family line. Do a mapping deeply into that family to understand the root of that family. Are there curses in your family? Are your family members dedicated to the river? Are they being battled by spirit husband? Are there some people in your family that have reached the age of 50, 60, 70, and you never see them married? Or they told you they didn't get husband. Ah, they have told you that these people, they don't have husband. So telling you that there is a yoke in that family. Or you see that in a particular family you came from, people die at a young age. They die at their prime ages. It shows that there's a problem. Or there is a sickness in that family, arthritic cancer in that family, eye problem in that family. It shows that there is a bondage that must be broken. These are what we call the analysis, the spiritual analysis of your family. It is that spiritual analysis we call spiritual X-ray. It is spiritual analysis that we call spiritual X-ray of your own battle, because your battle has not come into your life from heaven. Your battle enter into your life from this world. And when you came into this world, you came into a family. The originator of that battle must definitely be from that family you came from. You see, because many people, as they landed like this, they landed to battle. So, because that family already is swimming in battle. And when you come in, whether you are a female or male, you also land in it. You begin to swim in it. You grow in it. But when you grow old, you must understand what to do. That is why this very particular scripture that I want to read now, I want you to continue to read it. And that scripture is what God is going to show you in heaven. When you are complaining that I've been this problem, I don't know what to do. That's why I allow myself to suffer or to go through this one. God is going to open the scripture unto you very well. It's a scripture that is very, very important. Esau and Jacob were from the same father and the same mother. One way or the other, Jacob deceived Esau. And also, Jacob used trick to supplant Esau by collecting his birthright. And during the time that Isaac will bless the children, at the old age, he called for Esau. He said, Esau, please go to the farm and get me the kind of animal I like. Oh, it may be goat meat. And cook for me so that I can bless you as my firstborn. That was the plan of Isaac. But as he was saying that, Rebekah the wife heard. And Rebekah now called Jacob, the secondborn. He said, your father has told your brother to do this. Therefore, make up your mind. Prepare yourself. I'm going to make you to go and receive that blessing. And the young boy said, if my father dictates, it's going to cost me. He said, your father cannot dictate. I'm going to put the cloth of your brother on you. I'm going to put the goat skin on your body. And Isaac was deceived. Isaac recognized the voice of Jacob as Jacob, but the body of Jacob, Isaac could not recognize. It was a confusion. Isaac was completely confused. How can this one happen? But he has received the food. He has eaten the fruit. He needs to bless supposedly Esau, not knowing that this is Jacob. And he blessed Jacob. He put the blessing of Esau upon Joseph, upon Jacob. He put the blessing of Esau upon Jacob. He blessed Jacob from his heart as if he's blessing the firstborn. He released upon Jacob the blessing that is entitled to Esau. After blessing Jacob, Jacob left and Esau came. Esau said, my father, rise up before you die and bless me. The man cried. The man said, who are you? He said, I'm Esau. He said, Esau, who came to me just now? Are you not the one who came? He said, no, I've not come. I went to the farm as you told me to go to the farm. I'm here with what you say as you go and prepare for you. The man cried. I said, no, your brother Jacob has come here to receive your blessing. Yeah, The man lamented. The man cried bitterly that your brother has come to receive your blessing. Oh, this man called Esau cried from his heart. And he cried to the father. He said, my father, please bless me also. Please bless me also. And the father said, hey, there is no blessing again. I have blessed your brother. And the blessing is permanent. I can't repeat this blessing. Oh, but what will I do? He started blessing Esau. But the blessing he gave upon Esau, they were remarkable. They were deeply remarkable. He told Esau that you are going to serve your brother. Is that blessing? He said you are going to serve your brother, because that has been the blessing on Esau, that Esau must always be the head and they will serve him. He now said, you are going to serve your brother. There's nothing I can do again. You are going to serve your brother. Your brother has come to me. He has used trick to receive your blessing, and the blessing has been given to him. You are going to serve your brother. You are going to be a slave to your brother. You are going to be under your brother. You are going to be under the control of your brother. You are going to be there under the yoke of your brother. But there's something very important that I don't joke with in the Bible, and that is verse 40 of Genesis chapter 27. Mark it in your Bible, please. Genesis 27 verse 40. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass when thou have dominion. When thou shalt have dominion, it shall come to pass when you shall be hearing a message like this. It shall come to pass when you begin to understand what we call spiritual extra of your foundation, that thou shalt break his yoke. His yoke from off thy neck. Meaning that Esau, truly, by the blessing I have given to you, you are going to be a slave under your brother. You are going to be under your brother. But this is a yoke, because it's supposed not to be. But when you grow older and you understand the mystery of breaking yoke, you understand the mystery of prayers, you understand the mystery of claiming back your right portion, you will break that yoke off your neck. Meaning that Esau, you can get back your rightful birthright, but it is going to be by warfare. That's why I said, by sword shall thou live. It's going to be by warfare. It's going to be by battle. It's going to be by violence. It's going to be by spiritual aggression. It's going to be by serious prayer. It's going to be by deep prayer that you can get this. It's going to be by deliverance that you can get this your portion. Meaning that what belongs to you that has been stolen from you, right from when you are in the womb or when you are growing up, you can get it back. But it's not going to be easy. The way you got it from heaven is going to be by fight. No wonder the Bible says, right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven, Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violent men and women take it by force. Get violent and you are going to recover. Wherever you are, begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord, have mercy. Tell the Lord, I need you. I need your touch in my life. In Jesus' name, pray. Don't forget, salvation experience is very important. If you are not genuinely saved, if your salvation is shaking, you can't go further. Go and seek yourself and make sure you are safe. You are still here. You are still drinking all this rubbish. You are here. You are carrying two women up and down. You are here with your, you have a wife. You are carrying a dating another woman. Your wife is not with you in the country where you are, and your wife is in Nigeria. You are sleeping with another woman there. You are deceiving the woman. Yeah, you can't get out of bondage like that. You are doing all those malpractice. You know what you are doing? You are stealing money somewhere. You can't get it. You have to resolve it. There's no way. All the prayer will not work. So you have to resolve it. You want to call God that is holy, you must be holy also. Tell the Lord to have mercy. He can change you. If you confess your sin, he is just and faithful to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Talk to him. In Jesus' name we pray. There are prayers we are going to pray. And don't forget, I'm going to pray, because I forgot to do that yesterday. I'm going to pray on your childhood photo. I said you should hold your photograph of when you are growing up as a child. I'm going to hold it. If you have it, I'm going to pray on it. Aha. Thank you, Father. I want you to now begin to pray this prayer. Pray this prayer very well. There are three prayers that I love to pray, and I want you to pray it also. Open your mouth and say like this. Say, fire of deliverance, go down to my foundation and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, fire of deliverance, go down to my foundation and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, fire of deliverance, go down to my foundation and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, fire of deliverance, go down to my foundation and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, fire of deliverance, go down to my foundation and deliver me. In Jesus' name, pray. This is second one. Say, wickedness in my foundation, arresting my progress. There, in the name of Jesus, wickedness in my foundation, arresting my progress. There, in the name of Jesus, wickedness in my foundation, arresting my progress. There, in the name of Jesus, wickedness in my foundation, arresting my progress. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, every problem introduced into my life from my foundation. There, in the name of Jesus, every problem introduced into my life from my foundation. There, in the name of Jesus, every problem introduced to my life from my foundation. There, in Jesus' name, pray. The Bible says, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is entered and cast into fire. So you are going to say, any tree of darkness growing in my life, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every tree of darkness growing in my life, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every tree of darkness growing in my life, cast fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, divine acts of the Lord, cut down every evil tree in my life in the name of Jesus. Divine acts of the Lord, cut down every evil tree in my life in the name of Jesus. Divine acts of the Lord, cut down every evil tree in my life in Jesus' name. Pray. Ah, I am seeing a very strange thing here. This is very strange. This is very, very strange. And I don't know whether they have told you. There is a woman here. Ah, Jesus. This is a very deep revelation. There's a woman here. Listen very well. The fellow. Ah, Jesus Christ. Shala kata 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 kata. Ya takata. The fellow that gave back to you happened to be a mad woman. That mad woman was bundled by some people to your father. And your father slept with that mad woman. And that was the source of the wealth of your father. So, I'm seeing this deep revelation. The mad woman was brought to a place and fed, nurtured until she gave birth to you. So they took away from the mad woman, and I don't know where that woman was. Mad woman was, directed to or dropped to or, I don't know where they drop her, but that is the way, that was the origin of your own life. You may have been seeing this in the dream, but you may not understand. Please, for God's sake, private chat me so that we can help you. Because if not so, the battle that you are facing now, you know yourself, that battle, cannot be solved until we go down to this root and we technically knock down this root. It's a very deep. If your father is here alive, it will be very easy. We'll be able to trace one or two things. But if it's not alive, God will help us. You have grown now, but this is how you were born. Your father probably went to some herbalist, I don't know, who told him that if you can get a mad woman and sleep with that mad woman, you'll be rich. And he slept with this mad woman. And, that day, the sleeping with the mad woman resulted into conception. Because she got pregnant. And, and that is all. And this is very deep. I have never seen this kind of revelation like this, in this very kind of pattern. I know God wants to set somebody free. God wants to deliver somebody. That is why this revelation has been made clear. This is part of what I'm saying. This is what we call spiritual X-ray. This thing that I've opened to our eyes now is the X-ray of your battle. You can imagine now, you'll be fasting and prayer and praying, not knowing that this is the root. But since we have seen the root, the victory is already achieved. Private chat me, please, so that we can talk more, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Get a bottle of oil ready or a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we pray that this oil shall be anointed, the water shall be filled with fire. The blood of Jesus shall flow into this oil and this water, and the anointing of God shall come upon it. In Jesus' name, anoint your head and say, my head, get out of bondage in the name of Jesus. My head, get out of bondage. 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 In Jesus' name, we anoint your chest. Say, my blood, get out from the covenant of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. My blood, get out from the covenant of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. My blood, get out. Get out from the covenant of witchcraft in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your stomach. Say, anything stolen from my life that must make me great, wherever you are, locate me now in the name of Jesus. Anything stolen from my life that must make me great, wherever you are, locate me now. Locate me now. Locate me now. Locate me now. Anything stolen from my life that must make me great, wherever you are, locate me now. Locate me now. Locate me now. Anything stolen from my life that must make me great, wherever you are, locate me now. 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 Locate me. Anything stolen from my life that must make me great, wherever you are, look at me now. 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 Anything stolen from my life that must make me great, wherever you are, look at me now. 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 In Jesus' name, pray. Ah, that prayer is working, my brother. That prayer is working, my sister. That prayer is working. I want you to take a time to pray. Somebody will need to pray this prayer for 30 minutes in the next 7 days. Oh, my kata kata kata. Your glory was stolen when you are growing up as a child. I command your glory to be returned. 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 In the name of Jesus. I see somebody's first air in the ocean making the pier. Repair. I command your destiny that has been buried in the ocean to come back to you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Repair. Kata kata. Every hidden covenant that tie you to spiritual husband, break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Hey, this is super. Look at what God is doing there. Thank you, Father. Oh, my God. Ah, I cannot explain all these deep, deep things I'm saying. God is working wonders. People are connected and they are receiving freedom. When you pray this prayer very well, you'll be free. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from my foundation in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from my foundation in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from my foundation. Deliver me, 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 deliver me. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from my foundation. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. In Jesus' name we pray. These are prayers that you need time on. You need to take time to pray all this prayer very well. When you are praying this prayer, you anoint your head and your belly button and you have freedom. I command your body to receive deliverance, your blood to receive deliverance, your soul to receive deliverance, your spirit to receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Anoint your hand. I command your hand to be free from bondage. Anoint your leg. I command your leg to be free from bondage in the name of Jesus. There shall be testimony. There shall be testimony. There shall be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise your prayer request. Oh, Father, answer these people by fire. Visit them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across with us, you can send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. Raise your prayer, your childhood photograph up now. Father, I command every yoke of darkness program to your life when you are growing up as a child. I command that yoke to be broken, 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 be broken in the name of Jesus. Any power that have stolen that have stolen your picture when you are a child, any power that has buried your childhood photograph, any power that has caged your childhood photograph, any power that submitted your childhood photograph to any coven, any power that buried your childhood photograph in order to cage your future, I command the power to there, there, in the name of Jesus. Your original destiny in the hand of any agent of darkness shall be withdrawn in the name of Jesus. You have to soak that photograph into the blood of Jesus 49 times. Say, I soak in the blood of Jesus. I soak in the blood of Jesus 49 times, and you will receive it. A deep deliverance. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Like I told you, you can get across to us with that number, and then the Lord will continue to bless you. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you so much. Make sure you share this voice audio with people. Let them be blessed also. Let them also have the blessing you have been blessed. Let them also encounter the blessing, because this is the last days, and we need to really come up with power to possess our possession. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Get prepared for the rapture, for the rapture is closer. Make sure you are always clean up. Let your hand be clean. Let your heart be clean. A clean hand and a pure heart. It's what is needed for this next level of life. In Jesus' name, pray.